So if you think that this most recent election was kind of rough, well, let me tell you a little story. At the beginning of the century, no, not this century, last century, right at the beginning, as a matter of fact, the year was 1900, November the 11th, this is an article from the New York Times concerning a little scuffle in Anderson, Texas. Here we go. The dateline is Austin, but it's about Anderson. The story goes like this. Another conflict is imminent between the authorities and the contending factions at Anderson, where, as already reported, fatal rioting caused by the local elections occurred last Wednesday. Adjutant General Thomas Scurry arrived at Anderson today. He will be reinforced by Captain William McDonald and a detachment of state rangers tomorrow. Almost every citizen of Anderson is armed. Sheriff Scott and his force are barricaded in the jail. The members of the opposing factions are fortified in the courthouse. The two factions exchange shots at frequent intervals, but no casualties have been reported since Wednesday, when three men were killed. All business in the town has been suspended since the outbreak occurred. The Rangers will take charge of the situation as soon as they arrive. Their first work will be to disarm every man in the town. Sheriff Scott has consented to leave the county, and the military will escort him to Houston. The trouble had its origin when Sheriff Garrett Scott was held responsible by the White Men's Union for alleged misconduct of affairs. At the recent election, Scott was defeated and later was warned to leave the county, which he refused to do. Late Wednesday afternoon, the sheriff was shot and seriously wounded by an unknown person. Emmett Scott, his brother, and William Douglas engaged in a street duel. When the smoke of the battle cleared away, both were dead, as was also John Bradley Jr. The entire town of Anderson, Texas, was excited over the affair, and Sheriff Scott took possession of the jail, which he has since held by force. This is in the New York Times, November the 11th, 1900. Yeah, you thought this recent election was exciting. Right down the road in Anderson, it got darn right brutal. And I guess that's a bravo, Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.